foods from around the world. Your suggestions and requests are always welcome. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
Well, we have some showers and thunderstorms to get to through today, but then a pretty good weekend, at least two out of the 3 days of a long weekend. Meteorologist Scott Oltoff will have details in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Champaign County board members quizzed consultants last night about their recommendations for operational changes that could bring the county nursing home into the black. At the same meeting, nursing home workers and their supporters attacked the consultant's report and said the problems lay in management. The report from St. Louis-based Management Performance Associates listed changes in union work rules and an increase in private pay residents as the two most important changes the nursing home could make, but members of AFSCME Local 900 accused the consultant of trying to break the union. Several of them said a tax referendum and perhaps changes in management were the best solutions to the nursing home's chronic deficit. The debate raised the ire of Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy, vice chairman of the new nursing home board. She said everyone needed to make changes to save the nursing home.
And the longer we sit around and point fingers at the union or the administration or the board, really, you're not this far in debt without everyone dropping the ball. And I guess what's frustrating to me is there is so much that needs to be done. Make a to-do list and start doing it. And that's for everybody.
The two county board members on the nursing home board, Alan Nudo and Jan Anderson, say the county needs to carry out its to-do list for in the next few months if they want the nursing home to stay open. Meanwhile, the county board is expected to vote in June on an emergency $470,000 transfer of county funds to the nursing home to keep it afloat a few more months. The county board last night approved a $19,000 public health project, which will allow the county to avoid a $50,000 fine on the nursing home. The county's agreement to spend $19,000 on a mobile health clinic is part of a negotiated settlement with the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board. The board had accused the county of not following state rules as it prepared mold and heating and air conditioning problems at the new nursing home building. But with the settlement, the Health Facilities Planning Board no longer has to pay the original fine. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz says the settlement is good because it lets the money that would have gone to a state fine stay in the local economy instead. She says the size of legal fees in the case has not yet been determined. Mitsubishi Motors says it's offering voluntary buyouts for 105 jobs at an assembly plant in Normal. Company spokesman Dan Irvin says the eliminations will come from the production line at the Japanese-based automaker's only passenger car assembly plant in North America. The buyouts for those with the most seniority include a lump sum of $85,000 and 3 months of medical benefits. He says employees will have 45 days to respond after receiving offers before production cuts go into effect in July. Irvin says the local union will receive more details in the coming weeks. He blames high oil prices and conservative consumer attitudes for the sales slowdown. The University of Illinois is facing a $17 million budget shortfall next year. Despite that, university trustees yesterday approved a preliminary $4 billion budget for 2009. Mike Rhee has more.
The trustees' decision will keep the university system operating through the end of the fiscal year. That's while it waits to hear from the state about its funding. The university says its biggest challenge in terms of costs is energy. Spokesperson Thomas Hardy says utilities are expected to cost the university $120 million.
Last year it was $100 million. A few years ago it was only 80-some million dollars. So right there we see a big gap being created in our budget, just like everybody else has.
Meantime, the university's fledgling global campus is still working to recruit more students. Since January, the online program has enrolled 42. The board approved an additional $3.4 million loan for the global campus, partly to help build the service. I'm Mike Rhee.
One of the four women a former police officer is accused of raping testified that her attacker was overjoyed when he learned she was pregnant during the attack. Prosecutors say the woman was former Bloomington officer Jeff Pilo's last victim. The woman says the attacker seemed glad to learn he would be causing so much distress to her, her parents, and her fiancé. Pilo has pleaded not guilty to 25 charges in relation to the rapes, which occurred between 2002 and 2005. There's at least one city left in the U.S. where you can have to feed a penny into the parking meters, Sycamore, Illinois. Don Thomas is the police chief in the north central Illinois city. He says meters cost a penny for 12 minutes, a nickel for an hour, and a dime for 2 hours. And if you have a quarter, you can buy 12 hours of parking. The meters have been in town since the 1920s. Last month, the Sycamore City Council voted to quadruple the parking fine to a dollar from 25 cents. Thomas says he hopes the new fine will encourage parkers to pay the meters. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bonsert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 and meteorologist Scott Oltoff joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we have a long weekend coming up. People are going to be doing things outside, traveling, swimming pools are opening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we want to remind everybody that at 7:50, that's about an hour and 15 minutes from now, we'll open up the phone lines and they can call in and get a custom forecast from you as we talk to Scott this morning.
That's right.
But in the meantime, some rain today, couple of nice days, maybe a little more rain on Monday as we wrap up